Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha. Welcome to Talking Pictures. This is a rare Sunday edition. And thank you to my dog who's in the studio that chose to make noise the second we went live. But that's what happens. We roll with it. We go with it. We are just excited, jazzed, whatever you want to call it, to be here talking about the 2017 Palm Springs International Shorts Fest and Film Market. Of course, this took place back in June. Some of you might say, well, why are you wrapping it? It's because we had so much going on. The show was getting bigger, and we are humbled by that. So this has actually worked out as a good thing, because now we are sending this review and this wrap out into the world with just a slew of wonderful, well, we love all our guests. The last 10 days has been, we had the cinematographer of Ballers, who's up for an Emmy, the art director of Sofia Coppola's The Beguiled, the multi-award-winning Doucheaholics that's been playing theaters in the Bay Area, multiple indie film festival winners. This week we have so much coming up. So I wanted to basically, by saving this, we ended up in one of the best times for the shows ever. We're at a peak of audience, countries, everything. So thank you to Palm Springs. Thank you to Ashley. Thank you to Lily Rodriguez. Thank you to Sarah Harris for the interviews. And thank you for the understanding here from Talking Pictures. Of course, short films is going to mean a short show and short reviews. The first one, Green Screen Gringo. It's the tough thing with short films is, A, you're facing that you can't say much because you risk a spoiler, or you see something that just so blows you away, there's not much to say. This came from, I don't want to pronounce his name, Dua Dijkstra. Now, I feel bad because I know I had met him before, and I think it was through Pumps, and it's very tough. We're humbled here that we get to cover festivals all over the country, some just in Canada, but we have out-of-state reporters. Anyways, long story short, back in July, this festival was going to play or has now played the Palak Film Festival in Serbia. It's played the Lago Film Festival in Italy, Guadalajara International Film Festival in Mexico back in July, the Doku Festival in Seoul, New Media Festival in Seoul. This is basically played San Paulo. So this film, Green Screen Gringo, Colombia, France, it has stormed the globe. And that's what's awesome about Palm Springs. You get these great short films, and they just tear up the planet. So we want to congratulate and thank you. Sorry for the late review. All that I can really say about this film was that it involved all the elements of film perfectly, wonderfully shot. It was just so innovative. All I can say was that this was maximizing the use of green screen. I saw this film and I thought, my gosh, I don't know what the heck I'm going to say, because one word passed, innovative, brilliant, superb, would just spoil it. So there's just great scenery. There's not really specifically a character or plot. So it's an art house film. It's a comedy. It has some political elements. I just want to say that there is nothing that surprises me that it played that many countries. And we just want to say to you, I'm so sorry if I'm pronouncing this wrong, Dewey Dijkstra, that we thank you for sharing it. Please continue to reach out to the show. I know this probably sounds like just one of the weirdest reviews, because all I did was just tell you some adjectives. But it really is because it's a film that just relied on the visual arts. It didn't have to try to trick you or keep you through a character or make you feel sappy about something. And yeah, so thank you for sharing it. Again, continue to keep us on your radar. That's how excited the film made me. Again, thank you, Lily, for the wonderful interview, and Sarah Harris. It was so kind of you. Palm Springs, we are so appreciative. This is 2 months after the festival that you're letting us bring this to you. Also, Talking Pictures had some, I had some health issues, so this wasn't just me being a slacker. The next one, Edith and Eddie. I have some nice, good 5 or 6 minutes here. This was a beautiful documentary. There is no wonder, surprise. It's like, yeah, you know, when someone tells you that it's hot and the sun's coming through your window, that this won the best doc. This was also in the True False Film Festival, Claire Film Festival, Doku Fest, the Sheffield Film Festival, the Rhode Island International Film Festival, and it played two of the greatest documentary festivals there is, AFI Docs and Hot Docs. Laura Checkaway, wonderful director, Edith and Eddie, America's oldest interracial newlyweds, a love story under threat. This was, let's see, we're going to go here with, sorry, just taking 1 second here. I'm clicking on See the Film to see what their next screenings are. Oh, you know what? That might have been last year. No, in September, it's playing in the Legacy. Now, I'm just going by online, so if anything changes, again, I apologize. The Legacy Film Festival on Aging in San Francisco, California. It just recently played at Doku Fest, multiple screenings, had a great August. Palm Springs looks like it was its nice kind of break. And again, AFI Docs, it's the Washington. It's not in Los Angeles where AFI is. The director here did a great job because she also produced and edited it. And she, her award-winning film, Lucky, executive produced by Steve James, has screened at festivals across the globe. It's currently being broadcast on DirecTV. Laura has a background in journalism, which, made her such a great documentarian here. She penned revealing celebrity profiles and investigative features for numerous publications and co-authored the acclaimed book My Infamous Life, the autobiography of Mobb Deep's prodigy, Simon and Schuster, released that, as well as the New York Times bestseller, My Voice, a memoir by Angie Martinez. Now, pardon me if I messed any of those up. I don't know the journalism world the way I should with films, not the journalism world, the book publishing world. Laura, fantastic. I know you will probably get this through the PR rep. What a film. I am so thankful that I saw this. It was just about, you know, I like to read the synopsis off the website. You can go to Edith, E-D-I-T-H, Eddie.com. And, you know, just, I mean, again, this is hard because this film was one of those that it was just touching. It was life-affirming. It was all those things that we look for in a film. I mean, yeah, some of us, we don't want to think. We want to just sit back. We just want to just eat our popcorn. We don't want to be challenged. But this film, it had played in the Things We Do for Love program back in June. And it really just touched me. I'm one of the most talkative people there are, and when you see a film that's just about love, which is what all of us want, and you see a film that has the interracial side, which right now we're at our peak, not our peak, but for this generation now, racial times, it's so ridiculous what's going on in the United States right now. And has been going on, but now we're not pretending. But anyways, I just found it so universal, and I found it so serendipitous that I had seen this film and then rewatched it again to do this catch-up wrap, and stuff is going on that is going on. And I just wanted to thank Laura for this experience, because I happen to, I go and spend time with my parents, and they're obviously not in their 90s, 100s, but they live around a lot of people that are in their 70s, 80s, even 90s. And these stories are just so special. They're so wonderful. We so take for granted our elders. Not all of us, but the majority of people, we don't see what living treasures they are. And this film really brought that to light. This film was a true gift, a gift of love and compassion. And I'm kicking myself in the butt because I wish I would have been able, not gotten sick that week and had the time to interview Laura or ask for an interview. It's not that it, won, and it's not that it played all these huge festivals. This was just a great human behind the camera, and that's what I love about a good film. The executive producer, of course, had produced, had been a part of Hoop Dreams, which goes back to the 80s. I'm sorry, it's funny that we're getting old enough now to where films in the 80s are 30 years old or 25. But I just wanted to say thank you, because Edith and Eddie, again, editheddie.com, take a look at this website and just be inspired. Right now, more than ever, we need love. We need peace. I'm from Hawaii. We need aloha. And so this film just gave me everything that I needed as I rewatched it. I didn't forget, but I believe that films on a Monday are different on a Tuesday, and you're different on a Wednesday. And people like to think that a film is just a film and you like it or don't. So I didn't mean to kind of drag on there at the end, but the film's kind of hitting me, and I'm kind of trying to hold back some tears because I just have a strong love and appreciation for elders. So with that, Palm Springs, thank you so much for having Talking Pictures be a part of the festival for a third year in a row. We've met so many great filmmakers there. We've forged friendships and collaborations and guests that have come back on. And we just really hope we can be a part of the festival again. We are thankful for stories. We are thankful for movies. And most of all, we are thankful for life, which is the point of the movie. The title went off, which is the point of the movie Edith and Eddie. If you get a chance to see this, check it out. 2 thumbs up, 4 stars, 5 stars. Talking Pictures here, we do the seal of aloha approval, and that means check it out. So with that, I'm going to plug, please go to www.talkingpicturesla.com. Again, www.talkingpicturesla.com. If you liked the movie Lion, we have a great 35-minute interview with the cinematographer on the homepage. And then you can click podcast episodes and go into our nice 230-episode archive coming up this week. You know what? Just go check out the schedule and check out the website. You can find us on Facebook. Look up Talking Pictures. And thank you for your time. We appreciate you stopping by, and we wish Laura and the filmmakers all the best. Again, signing off, you can go into the archives and find a great interview with Sarah Harris, who was in one of the panels, Lily Rodriguez, the festival director, and of course, Ashley, you're so wonderful for bearing with these delays. Take care, everyone. Aloha. Most of all, please spread some peace. Take care.